Palabras Bilingual Bookstore is believed to be Phoenix's only store featuring novels in English and Spanish. But the store's founder wants to be known for more than just selling books. KJZZ's Christina Estes explains as we continue our series this week, The Business of Books.
And I just wanted to introduce everybody to the space. If you haven't been here before, this is Palabras Bilingual Bookstore.
It's Pocket Toomey, open mic night at Palabras. POC is spelled P-O-C and stands for People of Color.
So please give it up for Yexer.
Chawa Maganya wants to provide a platform where people of color feel comfortable sharing their stories.
And know that their stories and their experiences have value.
The audience is just really receptive and really encouraging to the writer.
Brianna Johnson shares a poem about growing up in South Phoenix.
The street we grew up on was full of laughter from rough neighborhood kids with no common sense.
She remembers a church everyone knew could feed your soul.
Because grandma always brought her delicious home cooking to the potluck and shared with those whose tummies rumbled, not just with hunger, but with anger and defeat.
She describes the church and other buildings being demolished, replaced by housing developments.
Long after new families with nicer windows and better schools finally moved in, our street still lives on.
Every month, Maganya hosts an open mic night. While this one is filled with poets, she's also had authors, musicians, and comedians.
Maybe somebody is questioning, well, why wouldn't they think that their experiences have value? Well, because the overarching narrative in American culture is to become Americanized, and it becomes this one homogenous thing.
The idea for Palabras, which is Spanish for words, came after Maganya visited a traveling Spanish bookstore. She wondered why Phoenix didn't have a bilingual bookstore and decided to open one. In the nation's fifth largest city, she started with 5 books.
There would be days where I would just walk up to the space and I would see boxes of books that were donations. And little by little, I started getting more and more books.
Between the donations, feedback, and lack of air conditioning at the original location, Maganya realized she needed to move. Now she's on McDowell Road, where she's bought most of the 20,000 titles.
4 dresses, 4 vestidos.
Including Little Libros, a line of bilingual picture books for children.
The language gets lost, second, third generation, but parents want to refamiliarize themselves and their children with the language.
Being a first-generation Mexican-American influences what Maganya sells beyond books.
So my mom was what you would call a curandera or a healer, and she really loved working with plants, and she knew a lot. I have that same type of interest. The sage-based room clearing spray, the creosote bundles, the herbal blends, I do all of that.
Shelves are being installed to showcase the work of local artists like Jeff Slim, a member of the Diné tribe. His colorful 120-foot mural welcomes customers. When he's not creating art, Slim is the store's other employee.
It's very, very the most independent of independent bookstores, probably in the valley. It's just me and this guy running the show.
Liking your coworker is especially valuable in a business with a tight profit.
So you have to contend with pretty horrible margins and hope that your business is gaining momentum and that people are buying a lot of books and they're buying them consistently.
That's where open mic nights could pay off, by getting people in the store and cementing community connections.
Give me the Diné girl giggling in the alley, all in black, reclaiming her sexuality at every turn. I was born with Nana's lips, but this voice is mine. It's not green, white, and red, not red, white, and blue. It's rain in a silver bucket.
We claimed land meant for us to share and denied our own siblings a future by staining the ground with their blood. Mother, I am so sorry.
My city streets don't represent me. They're too pristine, too clean, orderly, dull.
When I look at my people, I see self-taught architects like the founders that built the Mayan pyramids. We are Mesoamerican excellence, so don't look at us with prejudice. We are human beings just like everyone else. So take this as a lesson. One more time, when y'all look at my people, what's your first impression?
More events are being planned, and so is a coffee shop. It's another way Maganya hopes Palabras will become synonymous with Mi casa es su casa. My house is your house. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.